From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. 8 years ago, a Boeing 747 dropped a load of bright pink retardant on a fire in California. At the time, the drop was hailed by some as the start of a new air war on fires. But as Bob Moffat reports, the 747 is not currently available to fight fires.
CAL FIRE says the company that owned the 747 went out of business 3 years ago, and the agency's access to the plane went with it. Janet Upton is a CAL FIRE deputy director. She says another company called Global Supertanker has approached the agency with a proposal to supply one of the giant planes. The company, though, has not received federal approval to fight fires.
We do have a copy of what's called a call when needed agreement, and it's pending two items, which is the insurance certificate and the interagency Air Tanker Board certificate, and once that is compiled, we're eager to take them out and test them in battlefield conditions and see how effective they can be.
CAL FIRE and Global Supertanker say it has taken longer than usual for the 747 to be certified. Jim Wheeler is the president and CEO of the company. He says he has been trying to convince the Interagency Air Tanker Board to change the maximum tanker load on a bomber from 5,000 gallons of retardant to 20,000 gallons.
If you put two of those airplanes out there in the 5,000-gallon range, that's going to cost as much as one of our airplanes. And you're only going to get one-third of the load.
The U.S. Forest Service says tests completed in August and September of 2016 showed the Global Supertanker required adjustments to guarantee proper delivery of retardant. The Forest Service also says it intends to issue a call for larger air tankers that can carry 8,000 gallons or more once the agency's new fiscal year begins October 1st. Wheeler says he hopes to receive certification in the U.S. this week. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffat.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.